This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Deborah Amos. In a few minutes, what if your cell phone company hangs up on you? It's happened to 1,000 Sprint customers.
But first, the McCain Mutiny. That's the headline on John Dickerson's latest column for Slate.com. John is Slate's chief political correspondent, and he joins me now. Hi, John.
Hi.
What a great headline, the McCain Mutiny. I love it.
Oh, thank you. The credit goes to my editor, David Plotz.
Okay. Well, you're talking, of course, about John McCain, who fired his campaign manager yesterday. Another top staffer then resigned. You know, last week he let go some 50 staffers for lack of funds. So what's going on with this campaign?
Well, it's in a very rough spot, and there were two more senior aides who then resigned as well. So the bodies are kind of mounting here. The problem, campaigns in the past have been able to kind of reset themselves, but McCain has other problems. His fundraising isn't working. He's down in the polls. So this just adds to his woes.
Well, why did these guys left? I heard that it was a pretty loud and acrimonious discussion that led to their resignation.
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One, the money is a big problem. The senator didn't raise as much as they wanted, and also they spent a great deal of it. And there were different camps in the campaign. One camp which thought the leadership was not spending the money wisely and also not letting McCain be McCain. And as far as my reporting tells me, that was kind of the senator's view as well. He was upset with where he'd gotten to and wanted to kind of shake things up and try and get out back on the stump where he can meet voters face-to-face and kind of recapture perhaps some of that energy from his first presidential campaign.
Now, John, some people were saying McCain is on the wrong side of the Iraq War. He just came back from a trip recently and again reiterated his support. A lot of people were looking for him to temper that support, and he didn't. Did that play into this at all?
McCain's not going to change where he is unless he has a visit to Iraq and sees things have changed, although he gets some points for standing by his positions and standing on principle. It hasn't helped him with the voters, at least as far as the polls are concerned.
Do you think that it's just a matter of time before he pulls out, or will he stick with it?
You can look at it both ways. The fact that he had to rearrange his staff is not a good sign. On the other hand, it does suggest that he's really going to grind this out. And those I've talked to who have remained there say he really is going to keep with the fight and stick with it. That's probably what he'll do.
Okay, so he's sticking with it. Fred Thompson might enter the race at any moment. Where does that leave the Republicans?
Fred Thompson has done very well without actually entering the race. He's doing this kind of funny two-step. I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out. And it's gotten him in the second place in the polls, so it's worked nicely for him. The problem, though, is once he gets in there officially, he'll have to start going to debates and answering questions from more than just a select group of reporters and face the testing that goes on in a primary, and we'll see if he can withstand it.
And he is seen as particularly attractive to social conservatives?
Thompson has a kind of broad appeal. The biggest thing standing in his favor is that he's not any of the other candidates. The Republicans have been unhappy with the current lot, and they see Thompson as a potential savior. Social conservatives like him, fiscal conservatives like him, and they particularly like his sort of folksy, easy manner. And the Republicans are a little in the doldrums, and so a candidate who seems to make the party and their views look sunny and optimistic is a wonderful thing for many Republicans.
A candidate who's had some trouble winning over social conservatives is Rudy Giuliani, and he had a bit of a setback in the last day or so when it was revealed that his Southern campaign chairman, Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter, well, his phone number showed up on the logbooks of the D.C. madams.
Yeah, this is a problem certainly for Senator Vitter. Voters are willing to forgive politicians for their peccadilloes, but hypocrisy is something voters don't like, and Vitter has been an outspoken moralist, and so this is a big problem for Vitter. I don't know how much of a problem it really is for Giuliani. He wasn't doing that well with social conservatives anyway on those social issues. The bet he's making is that social conservatives will pick him for other reasons for the rest of his resume, and so this is a problem. Certainly Giuliani doesn't want to be talking about Vitter. But if he's going to win over the hearts and minds of social conservatives, it's going to be on those other issues, not by having an envoy like Vitter try to explain Giuliani to that constituency.
All right. John Dickerson, Slate's chief political correspondent. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
NPR's political editor Ken Rudin weighs in on the McCain candidacy in his Political Junkie column. You'll find it on our website, npr.org.